Gabby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, you can taste the weekend, really,
can't you?
Thursday done. Well done to
well done.
You.
I mean, definitely well done. It was a roller coaster of a show for me.
Yeah, it was it? You were in a weird mood to start, weren't you? You were so upset something happened off in the air. I won't bring it up. But
how was I upset if the first time I spoke on air, I started to giggle and lose my, like...
It's because I had to bring you back from the brink.
No, you didn't crack any jokes. It was all me. Don't even think it was you. Oh, the smack you talk. And I've got to put up with this every day for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And that's what happened today, putting up with you.
Yeah, well, I just like to stir the pot. I like to see who takes the bait. And I'll tell you what, you take it pretty quickly.
You had the rod out a few times today.
Jesus. Oh, God. We're going to get done for sexual harassment after this. Hey.
Superstitions today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't we sidetrack a little bit with one of them?
Yeah, I think so.
We stepped in dog poop.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, brings you luck on the right side of the... No, left side, maybe.
Oh, you're going to have to listen to find out.
You'll find out. We also... Because it's funny, because people just say flippant comments all the time. You know, like, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Throwaway comments.
You said something 3 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, she's just sort of saying it for radio. She's like radioing it up.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I was very wrong. And I'm not sure I wanted to be right, you know?
There's a reason I think I'm single now. Like, yeah, you know, well, when you, in hindsight's a beautiful
not
thing.
Not just one. I don't think, like, let's not just put it down to one thing. Let's not narrow it down. It's a
I was
very
to
broad
one thing.
Range of things. Guy had an amazing achievement. Said it was better than the birth of his first child, which...
That's...
Imagine
gosh.
If I said that.
And if then your child grew up and then heard that statement and heard what he did in comparison to... That person being born?
Yeah.
Wowee. I don't know if you could forgive your dad.
No. What else do we do?
We do plenty more, but you're going to have to listen to find out.
All right, we'll do that now.
Superstitions, they're funny things. You learn them from a young age, like jump on a crack, you might break your back.
Walking under a ladder.
Yep, broken mirror.
Mum would never let us put new shoes on a table.
Okay, yes.
Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Salt that falls down, you have to throw over. Right or left, I don't know. But there's the many ones we do know. And for majority of people, they...
Well, they're just a throwaway, aren't they? Like, you're like, oh...
Yeah, don't do it.
Err on the side of caution, but I'll probably do it.
Nothing really goes wrong. But for one go over in China...
Don't test it. Touch wood. Hold on.
Oh, here he goes. But for one guy over in China, he has done something that he believed was superstitious. He was hoping it would bring him good luck, and instead it has brought him terrible luck. So even reading it aloud, I don't know what was going through this guy's mind. So the man was arrested for this as well because he was on a flight in China, and for good luck, he threw 6 coins into the plane engine. He thought, yep, this is going to bring me good luck. Instead, what happened is the flight was cancelled. 150 passengers had to be taken off the flight and delayed until the next day.
So how did they know? So obviously someone saw him do it.
Someone saw him and...
What are you doing near that jet?
I think if an engine starts off, it sounds like the old over a wheel on a bike.
Yeah.
Hang on, what's going on?
Oh, God.
Like, where does that even come into your mind?
I don't know. And how do you get that close to the engine to just chuck it in?
Great arm, you got to think. But it did get me thinking about weird superstitions, because that one I've never heard of.
No, neither. And I don't think anyone's heard of it. I don't think he's just made it up as he went.
I don't reckon you've heard of some of these either.
Yeah, right.
So I want to start with stepping in dog poop. Normally, you'd say that's unlucky.
Oh, you're filthy about it, especially when you don't know that you brought it in and now other people know that you've done it.
You stepped in poop. Oh, everyone checks their shoes, and when it's you, you try to not show it. You're like, not me, and you're limping out. Well, it turns out that actually it can be considered good luck in France.
Oh, really?
Only if you step in it in your left foot.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
If you step with your right foot, bad luck.
No good.
This one's a bit of a problem for myself if I was over in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Don't sing at the dinner table, because if you do that, it means that you are singing to the devil for your food.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds scary.
Doesn't it?
Is that just a way to shut people up? Like they said, that's like a thing that they told the kids.
That's probably what you would have told me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Herbie, you know, I know you've just learned that nursery rhyme, but can you just
stop?
You know,
the devil's coming. That's right. I know that you are always looking to try and find your luck when it comes to winning money.
Yeah, the lotto.
Turns out itchy hands have a good sign. An itchy right hand means you'll come into some money, but an itch on your left hand means you're going to lose money.
Do you know, this is the funniest thing, because I remember I bought a lotto ticket for something and I went to the toilet and all of a sudden my palms were itchy. And I checked the time and it's the time that the draw happens. I've gone, oh, my God, I've won it. I've absolutely won it.
And did you?
Nothing. No. Absolutely nothing. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcoming into the studio for a brand new game, Ben, welcome.
I'm excited to be here.
We haven't got a name yet, Herbie.
We want to actually just see how well this goes.
Is it two for one? Is that something that's sort of...
The name that I was kind of running with was maybe Same, Same, But Different.
Same, Same, But Different.
It's two songs by the same name, but they're different songs by different artists.
Yeah.
So
I do like that actually a lot. So Same, But Different.
I like that. Yeah, good.
Good so brainstorm, guys.
Did you want to explain the rules, Herbie?
So basically, Ben has got a song for us, which... Okay.
He's got two songs for us, and so...
Why doesn't Ben explain the rules?
Yeah, yeah, okay, fair enough. Sorry, Ben, you explain the rules.
It's his game.
You've got two songs that are going to play here. Both of them have the same name, obviously, and they're by different artists. So if you can tell me what the song name is and each artist, you'll get a total of 3 points.
Boom.
Whoever gets the most points by the end of it wins, of course.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, we'll see how we go. First set of songs, here it is. As long as you love.
So it's As Long As You Love Me.
Uh-huh, there's 1 point.
Backstreet Boys is the first one. Mm-hmm. Second one, sorry. And the first one sounds like another boy band, so I'm just going to go with Jonas Brothers.
Oh, no. 2 points.
Bieber.
Bieber. Yeah, she's stolen a point.
Oh, yeah.
2-1. There we go.
Calm down, Jim.
2-1, Josh. Here we go.
I love stealing stuff off you.
Set of songs number two. For my.
Josh.
Okay.
So it's Troye Sivan.
Troye Sivan.
My.
I was waiting.
And my as well.
And then
yeah.
I'm just trying to think. I've gone blank on the other person.
Ooh.
Oh, give me a
second.
It's a 90s. No, I don't know.
Can I get a snippet of that second one again? Thanks.
Snippet of the second one. We'll give you the whole lot again because I can't give you just a snippet of that. There's Troye Sivan.
Troye Sivan. So I'm only playing for the artist.
Yeah. Who is this one?
I'm thinking Groove Armada.
But
I...
No.
Who was it?
Armin van Helden.
That's who I was thinking. I think Armada. I don't even know who Groove Armada is.
Well, what have we got? We've got 4-1 at the moment.
Oh, so you could tie if
we
you
can get a tie
okay, let's
if
go
we
the
go
tie.
With this last one. Here we go. All my life, I've waited here for you to make my dreams come. Blank looks on the faces. Yeah.
Josh. It's All My Life.
All My Life.
Thirsty Merc.
Thirsty Merc.
And
he's
Foo
won.
Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Go on, a ding, clean ding, sweep ding, of that ding. One. There you go, mate. Well done. That is the first round of Same, Same, But Different.
I don't mind that.
Done.
I like that.
Of course you don't mind that.
You just swept it.
That's fine. Well, I'm not used to winning these games.
Yeah,
so do you like that one? Or
no, I did like it.
You still look blank. You're still confused as to what's happening.
I knew what was going on. I just was slow. That's all I can say. Okay. Well, today.
It just means that maybe we just need to give it one more week to try and get it in.
I reckon
no,
we should.
I can't let him win off that. So, yes, let's bring it back next week.
Thank you, Ben.
Cheers, guys.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, 3 weeks ago we met. We got to know each other very well, very quickly too.
Yes. You're a good friend of mine, I'd say now.
Yeah, I know. Feels weird, doesn't it?
Best friends. Can't imagine my life without you.
Okay. So you revealed on the show something that I thought was pretty gross. Let's have a look back 3 weeks ago. So what happened earlier? I spilt a little bit of chicken and I said, I'm going to pick it up. You go, yeah, I would. In fact, I'd eat anything off the floor.
I said, I don't think there's anything I wouldn't eat off the floor. I just didn't think you were going to tell people. Yeah.
Right. And I thought we were like a bit of fun. It was just fun. A bit of banter.
Well,
off
you
air.
Did tell people what I said off air.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
But I just thought it was like a throwaway comment. Yeah. Like, it's not.
Maybe
he's
just cracking a joke.
So today you were heating up your lunch in the microwave, and then all of a sudden. You literally spilt the contents of your container all over the floor.
Everywhere. It was a thick minestrone soup. So I wouldn't even say it was soup. It was more vegetables with pasta. Mm. And it was everywhere. It was a mess. And that's when you thought a bit of a prime opportunity.
Yeah. Will she eat off the floor? She said it. She said it on air. Is she true to her word? And you got a fork.
Well, I had a fork in my hand because I was ready to eat it.
What'd you do?
And
did you eat it off the floor?
I may have eaten a little bit off the floor that you saw.
Yeah. You know what I love about this is your parents listen and think, geez, that's the girl we raised.
Do you know what they're going to think is even worse? When you walked away, I went back for seconds.
Oh, heavy.
Girl's got to eat.
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, there's a headline that has gone viral because it's basically a tongue twister.
Oh, I'm never good at tongue twisters.
Aren't you? Well, this is going to be good then.
Well, I can speak fast, but then I just get mumble jumbled.
You do speak at a rapid rate.
When I get excited.
Yeah, jeez.
You know, when I first got into radio, I've listened back to it. It's like a jockey was on air.
Oh, really?
Well, like calling a horse race.
We'll have to. We'll have to get something and have a bit of a taste. Anyway, so here is the headline that's gone viral because everyone's saying, you know what, a bit ridiculous. You could have just toned it back a little bit so people could read the headline without getting confused. Boulder Canyon cutoff. Cut off by Canyon Boulder, Boulder Sheriff says.
I mean, bravo, first off, for writing that.
Nailed it.
For you for saying it.
Yeah.
But why?
So basically what's happened is a boulder has literally fallen on the Boulder Canyon cutoff.
Oh.
And it's cut off the Canyon Boulder.
Oh. It's very clever, but also it's just probably not needed.
It is insane. So you were just saying before you're not very good at tongue twisters.
I don't believe so. It's been a while since I've done them. I think it's something you do when you're a bit younger a lot.
Yeah,
like
you
in
do.
In school I remember saying some, but I haven't done it
ever. Well, it helps train you as well and you know, get better at performing as well.
Oh.
Well, that's what they do, you know, like red leather, yellow leather.
So you and I should do it before the show?
We should probably, but we're not going to. We're going to do it right now though. So I'm going to give you a list of tongue twisters that go up in difficulty.
Okay.
So here's the list. To demonstrate, we've got my friend Jamie. Jamie's going to do it for us. So here's the first one.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Well, you nailed that one. Well done.
Thank you.
Can you do it a little bit faster?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Well, I don't know if that last bit was English, but you know, you nailed it first go.
Okay.
All right, here's the second one.
Ready.
Lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better.
Okay. Lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better.
Oh, well done.
Lesser leather never... Nah.
Okay.
Should have stopped.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's the next one. Take it away, Jamie.
Susie works in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits. And where she sits, she shines.
This is going to be dangerous.
Jamie sounds like a ball of enthusiasm. Your mate. Susie works in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits. And where she sits, she shines.
Well done.
Do you want me to go quicker?
Yeah, go for it. Well, you know, kids are listening at the moment, so probably not.
Susie works in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits. And where she sits, she shines.
Oh. Double tick for that one. All right. Now here's the last one.
I'm going to have a sip of water for this one.
Okay. Let's everyone else have a listen. Thanks, Jamie.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter, but a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So 'twas better Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
So this is expert.
Okay. Oh, her name's Betty Botter. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering what Botter's about. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter, but a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So 'twas better, buddy butter bought a bit of better butter.
Oh.
What? Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, wow. That was actually pretty incredible.
I feel good now.
You do.
There's nothing like a mid-show warm-up.
No, finally in a good mood, which is great. Herbie and Josh.
Coming home from 3pm, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
How's this? Hackers have targeted Newcombe Secondary College after getting into the school's computer system, then threatening to leak students' personal details.
See, that's not okay.
No, it's not, is it? Especially...
But why? There's better places to hack if you're going to hack something.
Well, there's not too much information about why they've done it. So it's understood that it happened over the holidays and the hackers then gave a school an ultimatum due to expire next week. So they've got until next week to work out what they're going to do. But the school's saying that none of the information is too sensitive. So, you know, it's just big dates, which is still, you don't want your child's information out there, do you?
Definitely not. For me, the only reason you'd hack a school or an education area is to get a test, so then you'd have the answers, you know? That's the only reason, I would think.
You would... That's what it sounds like.
I'm not smart enough to hack a system.
Yeah, that's true.
But funny we talk about hacking, because my girlfriend just last week, she's an artist. She's actually a pretty good artist. She's now living in London. And her Instagram page, which is, I guess, her website, how people have social media these days, it got hacked. And so they took over it. And on the actual account, it said deleted. So they changed her username to deleted underscore user. And then because she had a contact number, because she is a business, she got contacted on WhatsApp from these people saying, hey, we realise you just got hacked by and said deleted user.
Yeah.
We run a service to get accounts back. So it's obviously the hacker
contacting
her.
Yeah.
And they said it's just a small fee, a recovery cost of $1,000 and then a one-month protection fee of $700. She replied to the hacker saying, that's not suitable for me. I'm a struggling artist. And he goes, how much would you offer then? She says, $100. He goes, that will work.
Hold on. And so he said, oh, it's $1,000. She said, I've only got $100. Yeah.
He goes, that will work.
Yeah.
So she said, well, how do I know if I give you the money, you're going to give the account back? He goes, well, you're going to have to trust me. And sent through his details. She sent through the $100. He replied, this is your password, username. It worked. She's replied saying, wow, good on you. And then this is where it does a full 360. The hacker goes, if there's a problem, you can write to me. Have a nice day. She goes, I'm really glad you stuck by your word. And he sent back happy face, the face with the party hat, like a birthday celebration, and a love heart, and says, I'm glad to meet you.
Oh, wow.
So that's maybe all you have to do is bargain with a
hacker. That's a full service, isn't it? Maybe I should feel bad for that guy. You know, like he's just trying to run a business.
Or make friends.
Yeah, exactly. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Give us a call right now, 522-232-955. What's your claim to fame? A guy has just achieved something that's taken him 6 years to do.
It's a long time.
He says it equals the birth of his first child.
Wow.
The excitement that he felt once he completed it.
That's
right?
Big.
It was the fact that he parked in every single car space at his local supermarket.
I'm sorry. The same as the birth of his first child.
He literally said it. So it took him longer than expected because sometimes people would be parked in...
Occupied
spaces that he needed to you. He had his kids in the car over that period of time too, and sometimes they would crack it so he couldn't get the spot that he needed. But it took him 6 years, 211 bays, and he's
done it.
He's done
well
it.
Done, mate.
Well done.
So he obviously hasn't just gone and parked in all the car spots because you can do that. He's done it when he's had to go to the supermarket.
That's right. So over the journey of going. So it's just something to make it less boring for him. He had a spreadsheet. He actually mapped it out and he ticked them off as he went through.
Another fair point. Him going 211 times to the supermarket.
In 6 years.
If that was my dad, no chance. Maybe 11 times.
Really? Yeah, that's the other thing. Well, it's probably more. That's the thing. Want to know what your claim to fame is, though.
That's huge.
I don't think, because that's... I've thought about it, but I always just go to my normal car space.
Everyone has their lucky car space.
Or that area as well, like that area that
you're
like.
Comfortable with, you're familiar with driving into.
This guy's...
Yeah, he's
gone
what?
Rogue. Yeah, he's gone real rogue.
He's loose.
Whether or not you've met someone famous, maybe.
Any claim... Do you have any claim to fame?
Well, I'm 1-0 in the boxing ring, but that's it.
Hang on. You've only fought one match.
Fought once, but I'm 1-0.
And are you going to ever pop back in, or no. You'd rather have that claim to fame?
No, I'd rather stay undefeated.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's a fact.
It is. That
what about
is
you? Okay. Have you got a claim to fame?
I don't think so. I'm pretty stock standard ordinary gal.
Nothing? What about the fact that you can make weird noises?
What? Talking? Or what noise? Oh.
Your siren noise.
My horn. That's not a claim to fame. That's just a skill. You want me to do it, don't you?
There you go. Give it a go.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay, no worries. 5-2. It literally sounds like a siren at the local footy. People have just stopped training right now. They've heard that and they've gone, geez.
Well, I guess that's my claim to fame, but hopefully you've got something better than that.
Whether it's a weird skill that you have that you can do, a party
something
trick.
Something you did, it's like you mastered while at school and you've had bragging rights for years.
Yes, like, yeah, exactly
you're,
right.
You're pro at doing the basketball into the bin. You know, the paper ball into the bin.
Oh,
never
yeah.
Miss.
Or you just ran into someone famous.
Love
you,
that.
That's it. That's the story that you leave. I once met Michael Clark, the cricketer.
Beats the horn.
didn't know who he was. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. We'd love to hear your stories. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Megan from Newtown, what is your claim to fame?
Guys, I'm really worried about saying this because I don't want to jinx myself when the borders open. But I have flown internationally 3 times in my life and every single time I have been upgraded to business class.
Oh, that's huge.
What? Is there a technique? Hang on. I've got so many questions. I've always wanted to be upgraded. Do you wear any particular outfit? Do you have a little face wink that you do? I don't... What's the trick?
I think the outfit has something to do with it. I have normally gone absolute comfort on planes, but these particular ones, I was dressed a bit nicer.
Ah, yeah. They're not just chucking anyone.
I think being on your own as well.
Looking sad and lonely.
Sad, lonely, well-dressed.
No, not lonely, just happy to be on my own. And then they're like, let this girl relax.
That's why I'm not getting it, because I'm sad and lonely.
Yeah, exactly.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
2 sleeps away from the Surf Coast trek for you.
I know, very exciting. 40 kilometres.
Very exciting. And
there
you're also a bit,
to talk,
a little bit nervous?
I haven't really thought about it because I missed the training boat. There's no doubt about it.
Very much
so. I had plenty of opportunity to do it. I didn't. And now I've just got to go with it.
Yep, going with the flow. But it's all for a good cause.
That's right, absolutely. Raising money for Kids Foundation and Give Where You Live. So, yeah, you can donate, actually. We'll have to chuck that link up again.
Yeah, I'll chuck it up again. That's easy.
Have you donated yet?
Well, I'm actually in a bit of a pickle. I'm working out if I give all my money to you, but you're part of a team, do I separate and go individually?
No, because we're a part of the team anyway. So, but if you put it next to my one will look better.
Well,
so
I feel like you've been telling a lot of people to do that because you seem to have a little bit more in your kitty.
That's right.
But I wanted to test you out because, as you just mentioned, you're not very prepared for this trek, and I want you to get through it. I'm supporting you. I believe you'll get to the end. I'm more worried about your recovery and how you're going to be come Monday.
Okay, yeah.
So I
because that affects your life.
It does. If you call in sick, then that's quite annoying. So this is purely for me.
All right, good, good, good.
But what I've done is a bit of research into marathons. I haven't completed one myself, but it's all about the training, what goes into it, the nutrition, what's going to help you do this the best possible way.
Right.
And
with
so,
no preparation.
With no preparation, that's right. So I'm just going to start off with first question.
Yep.
It's a 40-kilometre trek. How much water shouldn't you exceed drinking each hour? Is it either 600 mils, 1 litre, or 800 mils?
So I shouldn't exceed drinking
shouldn't
that amount.
Shouldn't exceed. This is the recommended amount.
I reckon 600.
Correct.
Oh, bang.
Don't drink any more. You'll feel a bit full. Yeah, always stay hydrated, though.
Yeah, just little sips.
But just don't start sculling all the water that you can get your hands on, even though you're probably going to need it. You'll be a little parched. All right, number 2.
25 degrees too, yeah.
I reckon you should get this one.
Don't say that.
No, you should.
Set me up to fail.
No, you should get this one. Should your recovery snack consist of carbs and fat or carbs and protein?
Carbs and fat or carbs and protein?
For your recovery.
Recovery. So this is after I've done it?
After.
Oh, carbs and protein.
Yes.
Yeah.
He knows.
During it, I'd say, when you want fats?
Well, we'll see.
Okay, you don't have a question for that one.
I might. No, I don't. Question number three.
Yeah.
What should you add to your diet to help relieve muscle soreness and help reduce injury? This is good to do before, during, and after. Should you have either avocado in your diet, ginger in your diet, or probiotics? Which one will help you reduce injury?
Yeah, okay.
And that's one part I am quite worried for you, an injury.
Something with salts in it, I was thought, well, that's where I was going. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go the probiotic
option.
Yeah, probiotic.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Ginger.
Oh.
It's a natural spice that can help spice up your life.
Doesn't get me going.
Put in one of those juices, you know, the classic green juices that.
Yeah,
Mate, put some ginger in. Good for your throat, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, number four, how long will it take you to walk the 40 kilometres on average pace?
Mm-hmm.
Under 8 hours, under 9 hours, under 10 hours?
Average pace, what are we saying?
Average pace, we're saying around 5 kilometres per hour because they did say that a high end is around 6 to 7, so I'm going to put you at a 5.
Okay.
That's generous, isn't it? I should put
you at
3.
Well, thanks for giving me the answer there. So if average is 5, 40 kilometres, 8 kilometres or
quickie,
under.
3, 2, what did you say?
Well, it should be 9 kilometres or under.
I always do this with the quiz. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks. It's like the time you gave me the answers.
I know. I give you the answers. I give you too much information. And this one's a bit of a fun one for you. We're going to go to the music world because that's where we come from. Which music should help you walk faster?
Okay.
Is it Kesha's TikTok?
Okay.
Or Semi Charm Live?
I feel like it's Semi-Charmed Life is if you're trying to do CPR.
Okay.
But TikTok seems...
Great song. TikTok's a banger.
Great song. Really put Kesha on the map. I'm just going to go Third Eye Blind.
You're correct on
that
one.
Yes, bang. Well done.
If you're running a marathon, it's TikTok.
Oh, really?
Because it's songs with an average of 120 to 130 beats per minute.
Puts you in a rhythm.
Are ideal for tempo, so that's a run, but you want to walk, so we're pushing you down.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on today's topics. For yes.
Okay.
I'll be surprised if you can get animated over any of these, to be honest.
Okay.
Not saying that they're bad topics, but I just...
you picked them, so...
Exactly.
It's all on you.
But just some things set you off, and I'd just be surprised if these do. The QR code system.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. They don't set me off. I like them. I think it's a great thing.
It's been good, hasn't it?
Yeah, scan in. Do you know when they are my favourite time? At restaurants or bars now? When you just get the menu, you can order at your table. You don't even have to get up. Oh,
isn't that great? You just tap the table to pay for it.
You don't need waitresses or waiters anymore, do you?
Well, yeah, you need them to bring it.
It's true.
The QR code guy, though, that created it, because I remember when they came out ages ago.
Yeah.
Never took off. This guy was just sitting, like, thinking he was a genius. Never, just dwindled. All of a sudden,
boom,
pandemic hits. Guys can't spend his money quick enough, I don't reckon.
Do you know I met a tattoo artist who actually said he could, if he did a QR code as a tattoo, it would work.
Yeah.
So he was going to get it to be his business. I'm like, how many people are scanning your arm, mate? Get over yourself.
Very exciting. Anyway, so a guy could be going to jail after he changed the QR codes in South Australia to just fake ones, you know, I suppose to scan into the event.
Another hacker.
He's going to court next week, so.
He should go to court.
Yeah, he should. Absolutely. Done the wrong thing. Stalking someone on socials.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. We've all done it, haven't we?
Yeah. Have you done it recently?
Before I got the job, did you stalk me?
No. Because I added you when we first met when we did the offering trial.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Just say, well done, you did a really good job.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
Why did you stalk me? Yeah. There's nothing to stalk.
No, you've got a terrible profile in terms of wanting any information.
No, it's just being my dogs.
I love someone who's a hardcore stalker, though. I've got one girlfriend who you could give her just the first name, no other details, and she will find everything about that person.
Yeah.
Everything. It's a genius. She's taught me so many hacks. So many hacks. You know, oh, I won't get into it.
Okay.
It's like that you can find out where people's location is.
Okay, that's going to be serious. Let's not share that on air. Absolutely not. So a lady got rescued. She was in an elevator and the fire department came and got her out. And the guy, she was filming them as they opened up, and the guy was very attractive. So she said, hey, social media, can you help me find this fireman? And they did. They helped her out and, you know.
See, why aren't you doing that for me? I want this hot fireman.
Yeah, there's only so much people can do, you know.
Well, it's not that hard.
Well, before it's a lost cause, I don't know. Last one, fried chicken martini.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Gross. Don't mix the two. I love nothing more than fried chicken. Yum, yum, yum. But a martini, you're not putting that in it. I want them separately. I'll wash my fried chicken down with the martini.
I've never actually had a martini.
They're not the greatest. I'm not the biggest fan.
James Bond did a lot for the martini.
They're quite classy and the flavour's a bit tang, you know?
Right.
Okay. It's not for me, but also it's not for me if it's got fried chicken in it. I'll just eat the fried chicken.
I'd rather just the fried chicken too.
Exactly.
So they're calling it the Dirty Birdie.
Well, it definitely is dirty.
So it's a restaurant's launched it to try and get people through the door. I don't know.
I don't know if I would be... No, I wouldn't be going through the door at all. If I got that, I would get the glass and I'd swill someone. Is that what it's called?
Someone came up with that and they're like, yep, that's brilliant. Good job, John. You got a raise.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.